mean, you get somebody coming out of jail after 10, 20 years or being released, it's pretty much a totally different ball game. That's what I do. And to get them caught up on the technology and just the whole system. One guy, and I love their experience because it's like a kid. He was almost, well, he was 50 plus. He didn't even know how to put the money on the bus, you know, because think about it. Now, last time he was out was about 20, 30 years, and it was totally different. He was like, well, what do you put the money at for the bus? How do you do this? So I got on there with him, you know, with my wheelchair and everything, and we made our way around and we got on the bus.
Wow. I had never thought about it like that. And how does your experience as also being formerly incarcerated help you better understand what people are going through? Can you tell me a little bit about your own experience and how that helps?
Once you get a felony, you pretty much knocked out of 75% of the jobs. Now, with my situation, on top of a felony, I got injured. I got now paralysis. Now I got to deal with a wheelchair, which knocks me out of majority of the jobs that you could do physically. For a long time, before I got my record expunged, I would apply for jobs, get turned down, well over the qualifications, you know, had all type of education under my belt as far as the jobs I was applying for. My situation put so much pressure on me that it was either gonna make me or break me. And I'm able to transfer that, and I tell them, relax, it's gonna be all right.
Right, right. And how does it feel to win an award like this, especially one that's named after someone as inspirational as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.?
It's a bittersweet process. It is, because one, I think it's flattering, and the accolades, that's nice. I don't feed off that. I feed off of achievement and getting goals done. I mean, that's great. I think it's great because it shows other people in the community, we need more of us. Let's make more of this, you know. And at the same time, I wish the problems wasn't there so we wouldn't have to deal with this, you know. Why are we still dealing with these same issues 40, 50 years ago? We still dealing with the same issues. I look at all the individuals such as you will probably never meet, and I'm coming in contact with them. And they're doing some amazing work. So I accept this award for their behalf.
Right, absolutely. And what would you like to see change in the future about the work that you're doing and people that are formerly incarcerated reentering the community that we're all in?
We so quick to judge and to stay judging. Now, this individual has served his time. Why do he have to keep serving his time even after he's out of serving his time? When do we actually let the time stop?